Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders for the fuck you expect. Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some others in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slain whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slain whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna
start and
touch us
about
the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
has held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together. We're polishing up our act. And if you have all been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Merciful, my friend. Oh, Don't you dare deny him. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. Of course, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we have come by way of a guide and a strong advocate for black nationalism and a strong mentor in the legal parameters, our Attorney General, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I have personally come by way of the leadership of our beloved National Chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. And we are all students of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad with one aim, one God, and one destiny, and with your God and your gun. And the inspiration is from our Honorable Chairman, or a strong advocate for self-defense, the Honorable Huey P. Newton, who said to arm yourself or harm yourself. We are tonight very touched by an incident as we go into the Tulsa, Oklahoma situation on Black Wall Street massacre 100 years later. We have a sad note to share with you with one of our sisters who has been a guest on this program on a few occasions, no stranger to the airways. Our beloved chair of Oxford in the UK, beloved sister Shasha Johnson, has been shot in the face or in her head. And the word is she has survived and has a bullet in her face, from what I understand. We will get a strong update. There's a couple of sources. Our beloved chair, I only know her through our chair. The chair in London is on one level of this thing. And the chair of Washington, D.C. at headquarters is another level of this thing. And brother, our co-host is out there, and have him greet. And we will be bringing immediately our beloved sister chair out of Washington, D.C., we're going to talk about Tulsa tonight, but we're certainly going to talk about our beloved sister, Shasha Johnson of the UK, and a strong revolutionary and uncompromising figure all over the world. And she has been shot and has survived. Welcome our commissioner. The commissioner is in Battle Creek, Michigan, and doing a wonderful job to help us here at Black Power Radio. Our beloved brother Dennis knows with his briefing, and immediately we'll go to Washington to our beloved chair, sister and the Queen Janae, chairwoman of Washington. Welcome to the airways, commissioner and brother Dennis Knowles. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power. It's kind of really shaking, Imam. Imam. Akbar Bilal, it saddens me that we discuss defense, and this is why we need to arm up and be prepared, because you never know when it's coming and where it's coming from. But the fact is, as a vanguard, as we're proposing, as what we're strengthening up on, we have to be prepared to take out any enemy that would befall us or assail anyone that is precious with us and to us at any level. I'm going to read this real quick so we can get to our chairwoman out of Washington, D.C., Sister Janae. But here it is. I got this early this morning. This happened what will be morning time for us, around 6:30 in the morning. Actually, it's in the afternoon in London, London, U.K. The Black Lives Matter activist Shasha Johnson is in critical condition after sustaining a gunshot wound to her head in an incident in South London. Her affiliated group, Taking the Initiative Party, as announced on social media. So this has been all on social media. In a statement on the group's Facebook page, the party said The incident happened in the early hours of Sunday and followed numerous death threats. A Met police statement said there was nothing to suggest that it had been a targeted attack. Well, this is the cops saying this, right? So they're painting a narrative like he wasn't targeted. Anyone that's outspoken is always going to be targeted. So we take that as a lie. She was targeted. Taking the initiative statement said, it is with great sadness that we inform you that our own sister, our own Sasha Johnson, has sustained a gunshot wound to her head. She is currently hospitalized and in critical condition. The incident happened in the early hours this morning, following numerous death threats. Sasha has always been actively fighting for black people and the injustices that surround the black community, as well as being both a member of Black Lives Matter and a member of Taking the Initiative Party's Executive Leadership Committee. Sasha is also a mother of three and a strong, powerful voice for our people in our community. Johnson is a prominent member of the TTIP, which has been described as Britain's first black-led political party. She rose to prominence after last year's Black Lives Matter protests spread around the country. That would be in the UK. That was following the George Floyd incident that had occurred, murder that had occurred here in the U.S., helping to organize marches and addressing crowds. She has worked in activism and community support and achieved a first-class degree in social care at Oxford Brookes University. Her page on the TTIP website said she has an immense passion for implementing change and justice and has been actively supporting the education of injustices in a society by attending and leading protests. A leader, the TTIP has asked people to all come together and pray for Sasha, pray for recovery, and show our support to her family and loved ones. So I won't go any further with that, but I will add a piece that I responded with, and that piece really is what I meant. It is time for global revolution. Our open and permanent enemy only understands force, a force in full lockstep and at one moment in time understands force. It appears to me historically that these brutes, these beasts, and their neo-colonizing capitalistic traitors, those would be black faces that with a white heart, will only respect power, not begging, not protesting, but sheer force. Although we will suffer casualties, and we got to expect that in bloodshed, in any bloody battle, any war, you're going to have casualties. We have to have the guts to do this. We will gain true respect, not love from some enemy. They'll never love us. This enemy, whether in Europe or in the United States, only appears and respects the blood on the vine. Right now, they are murdering us like cattle or sheep all over the world. We collectively need to unite under one mindset, and that is by any means necessary that we, you and me, strategize from here to Congo, to Brazil, to Cuba, to Colombia, to Zaire, and move as this beast has never seen the likes of in the United States or in a united front. We are being genocided every day at frequencies apparent that this thing, this beast, knows that he has destroyed so much in the world that his time of being in power, the bastard that he is up. And the fact is, I'll say that with black power and pass it on to Janae, the fact is, their time is ending. Our time now. Black power, pray for that sister Sasha. Give over to the ancestors, because who knows? We could be the next victim, but we must rise up in revolution. Black power.
Black power, this. Always some overkill in the midst of what black people are doing, and especially when it comes to our revolution. And she is a revolutionary, an uncompromising revolutionary. She has announced herself to me as a follower of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and the Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz and Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga. And the Sheikh Imam Akbar, she has bear witness on this program many times. So what we are teaching is what's right for the world with black people, and it has happened at a time that we are moving some things to to the world recognition to what we're doing, and it's sad to know that they have shot her. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, for her full and complete recovery from such a wicked undertaking of a beast, a devil that would try to strike down a revolutionary and a Black Panther. But that's one thing. They talked all the controversy, but they did recognize the fact that she is the Black Panther of Oxford. And with that said, we will bring our beloved queen right on board to give us her update. And she has been doing some live pieces on this today, and we recognize her work. And it is her work that brought both Black Panthers of Washington together with those Black Panthers of London and throughout the UK. We are respected. The former chairman, Huey P. Rose, has also briefed us, and he is a strong brother who goes throughout Africa and throughout the UK, and he has mentioned many times there's a woman here, Shasha Johnson. You all got to hear from her, and within a week she was on air, and we did not rehearse or find any way to bring her other than all of this is divine sent from the almighty originator of the heavens and the earth. And with no further ado, we'll bring to you our beloved Queen Janae, the chairwoman of Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us tonight. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power family, Black Power. I'm glad to be on the show tonight again with you all. Just bringing this update on our beloved sister Sasha. I'm kind of choked up because I've been up ever since I got the call. They actually called me from London right when it happened at 3 a.m. in London time. I received a phone call that my sister had been shot in the head. And immediately, you know, I just kind of was in shock for a while, you know, because it's like we are a family. That's like my sister. She's my sister in arms. She's my comrade. And just to hear that somebody caused harm to her, it just immediately just took me back, you know, and but I do have good updates and positive updates. She's a strong warrior princess. She's just a powerful, phenomenal woman. She's only 27 years old. She's got three little boys that I know of, three little boys that she's taking care of, and her mother in the UK. And she's just a warrior. She is a like you said, she's a cub of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, as well as Hashim. She was a very strong follower of the Hashim Akhenaten Zinger. If you check her page out, Sasha Johnson, you will see Hashim everywhere. She loved Hashim, and she followed him and his teachings and the lessons that during his legacy of being the chairman of the New Black Panther Party. So as I, you know, grew in the party, I began to see her post, and she reached out to me, sent me a friend request, and we have a mutual friend of ours. I was able to link her up with Alpha Kawabo, who was a friend of Mr. Joseph Waker. So all of this, like you say, is coming 360 from Mr. Waker, who is my mentor, to Alpha Kawabo, who he introduced me to under the Sankofa repatriation program. I was able to link Alpha and Sasha together so she could get more support in the UK. And they had begun to go to those embassies. They went to the embassy in the Angola embassy, in the Rwandan embassy, and they were going to all of those places in the United Kingdom that were discriminating against Black Londoners, people, you know, Black people from the UK and things like that. And she just blossomed and blew, and she didn't give up. She did not let up. She is the most hardline chairman I have ever seen, you know, as young as she is in the New Black Panther Party. So I drew a lot of strength from her, as well as she told me she was watching me and the things that we had been doing here in Washington, D.C. as well. So this is personal for me. You know, this is a personal friend, somebody I kept in contact with. But thank God I have other friends in London that are there with boots on the ground. They're at the hospital with her. They've been to see her. They she had an operation early this morning. It went very well, and she is recovering. So they don't expect her to go either way. You know, just it's going to be recovery. She's in recovery mode right now. So that's good news. And we do have one representative from the New Black Panther Party. Sister Haiti had volunteered to go to London and go to the UK, I'm sorry, and check on Sister Sasha and be a representative of the New Black Panther Party in the United States to go abroad. And we want to support her as well. There is a GoFundMe, but I don't have that information yet. I've been trying to reach out to Brother Alpha, but we can do one here from the United States. Anybody that wants to get in contact with us, I don't want to send it through nationals. I don't know where should we send it. Any funding?
Send it to you. This is the program. Send it to $77 yeah. Bakers, and we
$77 Baker. Okay. So if you want to send that money. Yeah, because we got to make sure that Haiti can get there and get back safely. She said it don't matter what it costs, she'll come up with the money. But we want to support the sister in going and representing the New Black Panther Party family, because all of us can't go. It's, you know what I mean? Some of us don't even have passports. But she did say that she would be able to go. And, you know, make sure that the family knows that they have the support of the New Black Panther Party, and that we're here. And we should be on high alert, you know, at any cost. The details are trickling out about what happened with Sasha, but we do know that she had been getting death threats. She'd been getting numerous death threats. They had been vandalizing her car over there in the UK. And this sister did not have a whole chapter. She didn't have a minister of defense. She didn't have a minister of information. She was hardlining and holding the line pretty much by herself. And that's one thing that speaks volumes for her character and everything like that. She had people that helped her and stood with her, but I don't see anything where somebody has been recognized as a minister of defense or a minister of justice or anything of that nature. She just knew she was a Panther, and she held that line for the New Black Panther Party in the United Kingdom. Now, the problem that we have, and look, with like the brother read, is the newspapers are printing false information about her. They're trying to call her a lone Panther. Like she was just by herself. She didn't have no formation or no chapter or anything like that. They're trying to say that she was with Black Lives Matter. She was not with Black Lives Matter. She did not start when Black Lives Matter started. She was already an activist and actively doing things. But this is what happened when we give our microphone, like you say, Shay. When you give your microphone up for them white people, they can say whatever they want to say about you. And whether it's the truth or not, she was at a party, which happened to be some white people and some Black Lives Matter people and something else. It was a gang, a rival gang or something, that thought that there was an operative at the gang, at the party. So they did a drive-by shooting. And during the drive-by shooting, she was shot in her eye. And the bullet was still lodged in her head when I talked to them. But I think they were able to get it out with the surgery and everything. But she is recovering from that. But it was, you know, but still, in all, with her track record and who she is, it could possibly very well have been a hit on her life. how do we know? They don't have any suspects. They don't have any clues who did it or why. You know, it's all kind of rumors circulating. Somebody was saying that she was trying to break a fight up, or she was in the middle of a fight and somebody just started shooting and she ended up getting shot. But how do we know? As chairman, how many of us have been, you know, in situations that we shouldn't be in, but people know that because we have a leadership position, we're going to automatically intervene in that altercation. You know, I don't like to see people fighting. My Minister of Defense will go out and stop a fight or get in the middle or something like that. That could be any one of us getting shot or like that in the head. That could happen to anybody that is of leadership. And I'm taking it to this level. I look at it as like it's a threat to the entire New Black Panther Party family. That we need to go against the grain, against the war for all people who attack someone from the New Black Panther Party family. So I don't care if it's a gang, a street gang, or a political party, or whoever it is. You attack one of us, you've attacked all of us. And it's very hurtful because Sister Sasha is a good person. She's a good mother. She is a beautiful person inside and out. And she did not deserve to be walking around with a bullet in her head for no reason at all. So we have got to get boots on the ground in the UK. We got to keep our head on the swivel right here in the United States of America, because there is an all-out war against us, not just black people, but black militias, black military, black whoever you are. If you black and you proud, the target is on your back. And I ask, as the chairwoman of Washington, D.C., for and any surrounding in the Mid-Atlantic right now, until we are together as a whole unit, stand down from wearing your uniforms. Don't be out here by yourself in situations and in places where you don't need to be, unarmed and not ready and not have protection. Somebody should have been covering her down regardless. I don't go anywhere in D.C. without my Minister of Defense or my Field Marshal. And it's just like that. You know, it is really just like that for us. We don't have the luxury of going anywhere without a security team around us. Somebody should have been with that sister. You know, but thank God she made it out. But my order is for Washington, D.C., even while we're gone, the ones that are not going to Tulsa, don't be walking around D.C. in your BDUs by yourself. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't go against protocol. If you're not on the maneuver, don't wear your uniform. Don't wear anything identifying who you are. It's going to have to get to the point where we're going to have to fall back from any of that, unless we are on a mandated order maneuver. Now, I'm not dishing out orders, but I'm just saying we got to keep us safe. You know what I'm saying? We have got to keep us safe. We can't be walking around with patches and buttons on and everything every time we walk out the house and expect people that are against us not to recognize it. It might get you recognition, but at the same time, it's going to catch the attention of the wrong kind of type of people. Not to be afraid, because we are saying freedom or death, but be careful. You ain't no good to the party if you dead. You ain't no good to the party if you are in jail. And keep that in mind. Hashim said that over and over, and it made so much sense. When people walk around talking about, I die for you. Don't die for me, live for me. Live and keep this legacy going. He don't want none of us to die. He don't want us to die. He want us to live and to continue on his legacy and to keep fighting for the oppression of black people. You know, and I'm mad as hell that this happened to Sister Sasha. I am upset. I'm angry. My eyes, I can't stop crying because she just don't deserve. She's the last woman on earth that deserves to have to experience that type of pain. But make it a lesson to the rest of us. Ain't none of us exempt from a bullet in the head. Them bulletproof vests can't protect your head. So black power, black love, black unity, all this in-house fighting needs to end. It needs to stop. If you got a problem with somebody, put it on paper. If it like what you say, if it ain't on paper, it didn't happen. Okay? So that's black power, black love, and black unity. If you want to send some money over the radio, send it to 77 Baker for the Sasha fund, and we'll get with Sister Haiti and make sure that she gets back and forth to the UK to check on Sister Sasha's family. Black Power family. I love y'all.
Black Power.
Black Power.
And thank you so much, Queen Janae, who's had a busy schedule since the incident. And we are just here at Black Power Radio appealing to you from the better part of yourself to be selfless. It's a hard word to work on, to get away from just being centered on yourself and think of the suffering of all of our people from just 100 years of Tulsa and Rosewood and Freedman Cemetery and Devil's Punch Bowl. And now in the UK, our beloved sister has been shot down, but she's down but not out. We're thankful that the almighty divine power of the universe that sent her to us has seen to it that she lived through this experience. And I pray a lot soon she'll be able to share her wisdom on this thing with her broad listening audience here at Black Power Radio. But our beloved sister is going through a transition from just being at a party and just being shot in the face by some hoodlum, a radical, obviously a race-laced situation that were against the progress of black people. She represents black progress for all Europe, as just Sister Janae represents the black power for all black people all over the world. And they didn't want to see that team of black power moving through the universe to free us from a vicious, low-down, dirty white man and his vicious she-devil of a white woman. We're all telling their babies that whatever we have, they deserve a portion. They rightfully deserve something that is rightfully ours. And from all of our patents to this very moment, brother and sister, we know the truth. And they have stolen our legacy, stolen our patents. But the divine power has saw fit to make those records straight today. We can see straight. We can shoot straight because we aim straight right at the vicious enemy. As the UK man himself, Elton John, said, the Philadelphia freedom, mean you strike your enemy right between the eyes. And that's how you get your Philadelphia freedom. They overestimated the bloody Brits would overtake the so-called 13 colonies, and they underestimated the stratagems of war from Sister Janae and from Sheikh Imam Akbar and from Khalid Muhammad and all of our ancestors, the stratagems of war that had been given to the colonizers to bring down the bloody Brits. And not only did they bring them down, cause them to bow down, but they bowed down and surrendered to what they say was a lesser force, brought down the greater force. And we're back in that position again, that a lesser force is warring in the way of just military ammunition and weapons. But we are a superior thinker in the stratagems of war and the art of war. And we are superior in the stratagems of war. And we can go on and demonstrate our superiority as fighters, as warriors against the open enemy, a vicious enemy, the white man. From Shaka Zulu all the way up to our beloved brother Idi Amin, many of our brothers that were Prince Lumumba, Patrice Lumumba and Prince Lumumba, all of them, Kwame Nkrumah, and there are many other fighters and warriors that went against them, from Malcolm X to Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and all of our great warriors, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Harriet Tubman, as the list just goes on, from Chancellor Williams to Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, from the first Chief Sitting Bull to all of us standing with the big black foot tribe, and my great one Geronimo, and all of those. We want you to know, brother, sister, we're not new at fighting this beast. Every one of our programs have been labeled at war. There's 100 options at the beginning of the show, but we've always picked war. There's a war between those melanated, the melanated nations, and the non-melanated. We must bear witness as we go to our phone lines, and we're sharing. I think we have Brother Nose. Make sure that you press mute when you're not speaking, beloved. And we got Nose. We're going to bring up a 504-504. You're back live as we greet our beloved sister. Danae, thank you, and Black Power. And we're bringing up some 504-432. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio on the way to Tulsa, but we must stop and talk about the UK and our beloved sister, Shasha Johnson, who has announced herself on this program as a follower of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and she is herself non-compromising with the goddamn devil. Black Power.
Yeah, black power, all power to the black and oppressed people throughout the world. Yes, I'm going to say this with the sister, that was good that, you know, she was out there doing the work, but when you're out there like that, you have to be cautious. And I agree with Sister Janae said, you can't be putting on that uniform. At least if you're going to be out there, have some people that back you, you know, because a lot of times you have people that say, they down with you, but when it's really time, none of them is nowhere to be found. So always make sure you have solid people to be with you. If it's you and maybe about four or five or six other people with you, that's solid, that's in their heart, that's in their spirit, you know. And another thing with the Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's good for us to learn and study that, but we need to have another Black Wall Street, I like to see. You know, we need to learn these stocks, and you know, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah, and I'm like this too. I mean, is Sister Sasha, is she still around, or is she in critical condition?
She is recovering, sir, from a gunshot to the face. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And see, another thing too, big brother, we need to set up a medical program when stuff like this happens. Because, see, that's good that she has some doctors that's working up on her. But, for instance, with Dr. King, a lot of people don't know Dr. King, when he was shot, he still was living. But he died in the hospital. They put a pillow over his head. That's how he died. You know, I would like for us to have like a medical program with the original Black Panther Party had that was doing.
Yes, sir. I know that there's a lot said on that, and with Dr. King, and I don't have a universal evidence, although you know, Allah would not bring any life here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not prepared a way for it to get here. And you can't, and she is proof and evidence that you can't leave here until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare an exit for you.
Oh,
and Dr. King's
yes.
exit was prepared for him to leave. And not that I know any more than anybody else. I don't know anything more about the death or the life of any human being. But I do believe in my heart that no life can get here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, didn't prepare a way for it to get here. And I do believe as strongly that no life will leave here until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare exit for it. And Dr. King's exit was prepared. I don't want my audience to just go away with a saying that he was killed with a pillow I don't have that evidence. I don't want to put it out on my show. I don't know. You could be saying strong facts.
Yeah.
I don't have in my network nor by research that to be a sound fact. That there's people that say all kinds of things about Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, about Malcolm X, and we have to just draw a conclusion that the universe is in a set orbit, and there is a thing called Qadr. Qadr in the life that is called predestination. And your predestination with life is inevitable, and your predestination with death is inevitable, because the Most High is saying to you that every soul that becomes a living soul will have its taste, a taste of death. I am not an accidental man, and comes to the role as a chaplain and as a sheikh. I wouldn't want to steer you in the wrong direction with any bad information, nor would I want my audience to leave here with any information that wasn't sound, thoroughly researched and proven, brought on here to be made fact. Instead of saying something in passing, we want to go on the known fact, the thoroughly researched fact, and universally accepted facts, and then we can make a statement based on those facts. That's the way I like it. Or this is Black Power Radio. Belongs to we the people. But as long as I'm hosting here, that's for the sake of my own sanity. Because I would have to go into a whole world of research to say that this thing happened a certain way. And I don't know things, I'm not sure of. I would just remind my audience to make your statements and know that it is sure, proven research fact. Because much conjecture, and it says that some are left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they have nothing but conjecture to follow. They don't have any source of real facts. But bring all your statement on that level to be brought all the proven facts, all the proven witnesses, all the proven evidence, and then everyone can go home on the same page. Is that safe to say? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, brother,
we just got to be careful. That's all. Just be careful.
That's true. That's a good statement, and it's a true fact.
All right, brother. All power to the people.
Brother Harold, you have always been helpful and always been energized, and I know your intentions are always fully in the right direction to help the black people to get up, and I think we do that work together. And that makes us a great team. And that's a great thing, Brother Harold. We love you so much here at Black Power Radio.
All right. Black Power.
Thank you. And assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam. Black Power.
Black Power, sir. That's right, Brother Harold. It's always timely and ready with the energy, the right flow of energy for freedom, justice, equality. We have been divinely prepared, no doubt, to get our freedom. We have to take our freedom. I am giving you another appeal in the way of a warning, but in a demand and a command to take your freedom, as you saw Frederick Douglass take his freedom, and Dr. King advised to manage it with your own hands. Manage the justice and the freedom in your hands, brothers and sisters. It's in our court. The ball is definitely in our court symbolically, but the reality is we'll have to take our freedom at this hour. There's nothing that a low-down, dirty, filthy white man or his she-devil woman, there's nothing that they have to offer us at this hour. It's nothing but the facts and the truth that are divinely universally proven true. At 718-502, you're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, brother.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We're happy to have you on Black Power Radio. There's happy
Black Power,
things going on. There's happiness, and there's I'm just not able to explain my emotions. A sister that's so close to the movement has been shot in the face, and they say it happened there about 3 a.m.
this morning. I'm assuming it's London time, and we just want everybody to know that these things have occurred, and we're doing whatever we can to make a difference. Thank you for joining us. 718, please state your name and tell us where you're calling from, and you can talk about Sister Shasha Johnson and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on and talk black.
Black power.
Black power.
My brother, you can speak up now.
Yeah, go right ahead, 718-502. I can't really see.
Well, before you go down the line, Brother Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal, I would like to say this, and this is a marker for us to now hone our skills. Anytime a leader is out, they do not, again, as has been mentioned on the broadcast tonight, need not be alone. They need a defense team, one that, like Secret Service or any other service, that would protect anyone of a high esteem in any group to offset, deflect, and should something penetrate, be able to get that back, get them immediately. We have to hone our skills to the point, because the war is real. The taking out of leaders is real. The taking out of any voice. And as we've known through time that once a leader is gone, things tend to break up and break down, because we need to create more leaders all the way around. And we all must begin to look at ourselves as leaders in truth and in fact. In truth and in fact. And on a spiritual level, we need to get more serious about our prayers. What we ask for, what we do, the walk that we walk, the talk that we talk. Be as you are talking in your walk. Strongly speaking, we definitely need to get younger cubs in, because some of us are getting older, and that's true. And they need to be made privy to the fact that they are the new leadership coming in, incoming, with these skills. That means self-defense. That means all types of arts. We had a young brother on last week, I believe, that is a boxer. We need these trainers immediately. We need to be honed in the skills of kniving and bow shooting, bow and arrow, as well as small arms and long guns. We need these things for sure. And I know that it's happening with the gun clubs, but to specify, be specific, to protect the leader, you need at least, if Secret Service is out there, they've got at least 5 to 6 individuals looking in all directions to make sure that that leader does not get hurt or hit. I'm sorry about Sister Shasha, but you can't go to parties. We cannot go to parties. This is not a ball. This is not a game. You can't go hanging out on the block. The brother said it best. Don't go out, or Sister Janae said it, don't go out in your uniform just to go to the grocery store. If you're going out in your uniform, be with the group. Be with the Black Panther Party. Be with the new Black Panther Party. Anything that you do in any travel, don't go it alone. Do not go across the country alone. All of us are under surveillance. All of our phones are tapped, as you well know, everybody on this listening call tonight. Even your computer is being watched. They go into everything that we have technologically. We must be prepared. Don't take this lightly. Our sister, a great sister, a powerful sister, and I never knew her. I'm listening, but I feel it. I heard Sister Janae speak of Sister Sasha Johnson, and it broke my heart, because she was outspoken. When you have anyone as tenacious as any of your leaders in any group, you need to protect that leader. You need to also receive all instruction in truth and in fact. We need that discipline. Right now and at this time, bloodshed is on the rise. We need also to protect our communities and any realm that we're in defensively, because definitely you are valuable. We are valuable. And I'm saying this to say that all is in confidence in what we're doing. And right now, in this war of wars, we're in a war of wars, you have to be prepared. You have to be totally armored up. Your breastplate's got to be sharp and thick. Sister Janae said that they can still shoot you in the head. You need protective gear for the head. But you also need to be a sharp shooter. a sure shot, and one who can spot. You need good eyes, good ears. We need good information. We need strong information. Any intelligence, we have an army, and we have to be just as any other army that is prepared, impenetrable, and protecting our leaders. Black power.
Black power, and thank you, Brother Commissioner, for that input and the insightfulness that we need to get through these moments, through the challenge, and in this transitional transformation, we must be aware. Our sensitivity should be very high and be always on alert and look for all ways to protect our brothers and sisters. We have to take charge of our post, which is inclusive of 196,940,000 square miles on the planet Earth. And please mute out when you're not talking. And look at this. We have our beloved brother in West Virginia at 618 at 753. It should be John Kim and Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power.
Wa alaykum salam, Black Power, Brother Akbar. All the sisters and brothers out there. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to hear the brothers, sisters and brothers on the national. I don't want to say too much. I just called tonight because I wanted to be able to listen and get informed about the march out in Tulsa, to get informed about what's going on from city to city, state to state, all throughout this territorial land base called the United States. And so that's why I'm on tonight. I don't want to say too much. I just want to say that I continue to appreciate you all. I had a good weekend this weekend, and I'm appreciative. And I listened to what Sister Donnay said. I already had been practicing that. I don't mess around going out here. If you're behind enemy lines, you got to get down like behind enemy lines. Okay? You got to know when to show your teeth. And when to smile. Sometimes you can't get close enough to do what you need to do unless you smile. Okay? So I appreciate what that sister said, and I'm listening to her. Okay? Because she in D.C. holding it down, and I know we got brothers and sisters all throughout the nation. Okay? So I appreciate you all. I'm not going to be there. Well, I say I'm not going to be there in the physical, but I am going to be there spiritually. I'm going to hold it down wherever I'm at. I just want to put that out there. I talked to Brother, let me say this also real quickly. I said I wasn't going to do too much talking, but I got to say this. I talked to Brother Dennis Knowles about a situation that happened to me when I went to cash the money order. And it was old Neanderthal looking broad at Walmart, transvestite looking broad. I walked in there. I had a shirt on that had an African brother on it talking about war. I had just came back. I was getting ready to go to a dinner with my family, and it was hot. And normally when I go to Walmart through here, I got to take something back. I do pay attention to that, meaning I might even put on a suit to go to Walmart to take something back because the clerks work there sometimes and catch attitudes. And in this situation, I think she caught an attitude, seen the shirt. I think the shirt made her think that I was radical or whatever, right? But she refused to cash my money order, okay? And it's a Walmart money order, okay? So, you know,
wow.
Those kinds of things, yeah. So those kinds of things, they can irritate you. After you years and years, you get these little small things, they build up on you, and you might go nuts. So you got to find an appropriate way as an outlet. And I called Brother Noel, Brother Dennis, just to let him know about the money order. And he and I talked for a little bit. He shared with me his position. And sometimes you just gotta talk with each other and share. You know, one thing that Brother Malik told me 11 years ago. He said, "Brother, we a spiritual family." I have to apologize to that brother because the media tricked me. It got me to say that he wasn't my brother. And I was thinking they was talking about in terms, because we both got the name Shabazz, and the media was saying, "Well, are you guys brothers?" And I was saying, "No, we didn't got the same mother." But when I talked to him later, it's been years ago, so this declassified, he told me, "Nah, brother, we are brothers. We are a spiritual family." And so I consider the brothers and sisters and brothers on the mass as my spiritual family. Okay?
Brother, I talked earlier, your brother knows about that, and everyone is talking about him and ice cream and cookies and how he's handling the service that they decide to render black people in the black community. And I know he can defend that statement. Black power.
Black power, black power. Brother John Kenneth Shabba, my brother.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my brother?
Go ahead, brother.
From now on, I'm going to do a different way when we're exchanging goods and items and things like that. I have a different solution now. Whereby you will never go through that again. Never go through that with no cracker because, as we well know, they control all these mechanisms. But there's a way. So I really enjoy dialoguing with you, too. You put a lot of fat on my head. And this is what we must do. As brothers, you know, in our exchange, because that's how you begin to really grow in love. We say we love, but love indeed means that you begin to exchange conversation, dialogue, accept one for who they are, shortcomings and strengths, and you build up together with those strengths. That's how come we're going to be, the new Black Panther Party is a powerful party. New Black Panther Party going to Tulsa, Oklahoma will not show any signs of weakness. We will not allow any cracker to penetrate what we're doing. This stuff, those days are over. Those days are done. And right now, we hear all those, Sister Janae, you know, I was down there in Columbus with Mama Doc. And we got to accept the fact that everybody has their household, and you got to go according to the rules in their household. And what I'm saying about this is that when you go in anyone's house or kingdom, you go in with grace and graciousness. Acceptance. You don't go in trying to dictate or control the house. You go in with grace and graciousness. These things that will stop or minimize any subterfuge or any argument or any bickering. And when you find yourself doing it, you surrender. That's called surrender. And once you surrender, you begin to groove with one another. You begin to grow with one another. You begin to laugh together. And once you combine like that, well, can't nobody penetrate that. That's my sister. You my brother. Brother Akbar is my brother. Anybody listening tonight that we get together, you are my brother and my sister. That's how we all are feeling now. So I protect my brother and my sister. If you get attacked, I'm going to throw a brick and help you fight off the predator or the fighter or the interloper. These are the things that we're talking about. Our backs and our fronts must be secured by one another. So we'll have a different way of doing business.
I'm going to add one to that with what Brother Black Lightning brought to us. He said that they're going to run out of bullets before we run out of brain. Black power. And that stuff went way back some time ago. He shared that with us. And it's just like black power.
We'll run out of bullets
before we run out of bricks. So we must
fighting
for the revolution, fighting against our open and vicious enemy. We must take back our freedom. We have been divinely prepared by the Lord of all the worlds, of all systems of knowledge, and all systems of science, mathematics, and logic, and all systems of intelligence that we have been put together to fight for our freedom, to take our freedom, to claim the victory for our freedom at this hour. There's evidence, and matter of fact, a preponderance of evidence that we have not gained our freedom, at least not in the speeches of those great ancestors that spoke before us. We have never fulfilled the legacy of that freedom. And so therefore, we must take our freedom at this hour. Black power?
Black power.
Black power, bro. Yes, sir.
Black
power. Brother, I just want to say
thank you so much, my brother. Yes.
And thank you. Thank you, brother. Getting hot out here, and I like it when it gets hot. That's all I got. That's all I got to say. I don't need to say no more. I like it when it's hot. That's all.
Black power.
Black power.
My leader and mentor taught me to strike while the iron is hot. Black power.
Black Power. Boom shakalaka laka cracker. That's
give
right.
Give another boom shakalaka cracker.
Boom shakalaka laka cracker.
And boom shakalaka cracker. And here we are rolling up on some 773. It looks like Chicago, but I'm gonna pull it down at 773. And then 308. We have Black Power Radio. 773. You're live. You're live with us on Black Power Radio. We're talking about Tulsa. We're talking about Sasha Johnson of the UK. You can talk black. Are you there, Black 773? I'm trying to see, is that Chicago? Black Power?
That is Chicago. It sounds like that might be Pop's number. Pops, are you on?
Yes, come on, come on.
Black Power.
I got my son. You see, it's with me as well.
Go ahead. Black Power.
Speak Black Power to us. Go ahead, brother.
Can you hear me, Dennis?
Yes, we can.
I want you to speak directly into the mic, sir. Speak up. Bring the mic real close to your mouth and speak loud and clear. Go right ahead, Black Power.
Dad, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, go ahead and speak into the mic.
Me and your brother. All right. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm very inspired by what I'm hearing. And I agree with you, my son, that we have to learn how to protect one another and not be fools about what we do as to how we do. We can't afford now to be irresponsible about our actions because we're too important as a people. So we always have to, if we go out, we have to guard and protect ourselves. If you're going to go out and take care of your ordinary business, you don't need to wear a button or represent anything. But if you're going out and representing the party, which is the Black Panther Party, you have to be in lockstep with those who are going to stand beside you and die beside you, or at least help you in the fight. So we can no longer be foolish in the way we do things. And I'm not saying anything about the dear Sasha, who was injured, but I'm saying that this shows us how serious this is. And the fact that she was attacked in the United Kingdom, generally the United Kingdom likes to point their finger at the United States as racism. So the fact that Sasha was over there talking about the difference between and showing the colorizations of, that's very interesting. That's going to go all over the Caribbean and other parts of the world because they always like to point to the United States as being race-based.
Well, that's a good Black point, beloved. When the George Floyd piece went down, I think they shook Buckingham Palace. And I don't think it's ever been shook in the manner that it was shook over the George Floyd slaying. So these there's some wickedness in very high places in the UK. The evidence on these pedophile pieces that are tied to Trump and Prince Charles and Netanyahu, Bill Clinton, all tied to the same pedophile. This COVID struck that UK and old Prince Charles and old wooden tooth Boris Johnson, the Trump lookalike of London. And we just want to just let you know that nobody's sleeping on you, UK. And we're just here to do what we got to do to make a difference. But we have to take our power back. He has power that the Almighty God didn't give him over the rights of black people. And we're going to cause them to relinquish that power and that wealth. The access to our natural and mineral resources should be managed, totally managed for, by, and with the melanated nation. It's just a fact. It's just a fact of life. And they should not want to be over our mineral and natural resources, should not want to have their hands in our pocket at the stock market. They shouldn't want to be in the middle of a transaction that we're doing. And it makes me very uncomfortable, and therefore I share it with you and hope you feel the same discomfort and ask the white man to just ease your pocket, your hand right out of my vest pocket and leave me be. because I'm a warrior, and I don't mind taking it down. That's just the way the Almighty God has made me. And I've always fought for a military. When there were many who demilitarized us, I felt that we should have always kept some form of a military, some form of a strong security force to serve and protect for us in our favor. When something, if something goes down, when something goes down, that we are there to safeguard and protect ourselves. Just makes it good old grade A common sense to me. 773, we're so happy that you called in tonight, Mr. Knowles, to give us take on these things. We love you so much. Hope that you'll continue. Go ahead.
I've got to say, Dad, I'm so grateful for you for calling in and lending and rendering your spirituality. We need to be well. So is the key to all of our successes. And as you so well eloquently put it, in this war, we got to be ever so mindful that protection of one another, the value of one another, is the key, is the very key to our success or the lack thereof. And I have another surprise for you, Sheikh Akbar Bilal. I have Belinda Parker Brown on the line with me right here.
Black Power. Right.
Black Power.
Belinda Parker Brown, are you on? I have Belinda Parker Brown on. She may be calling in.
She was a longer time with Shasha Johnson. She came into the mic on one of the shows that we did when I think it was an all-women's show one Sunday night that she and Shasha were sharing a program with us for the women's rights programs that we were doing. And they were so strong. I mean, these strong women are all over the world. The Winnie Mandelas and the Michelle Obama types and the Harriet Tubman line of defense with the Barbara Jordan accent with the... See what I'm saying with the Shirley Chisholm? They're just here. They're here with us, fighting against
wonderful.
If it weren't for Belinda Parker Brown, I'm going to share this with everybody listening. Those recordings, those videos, those dash cam videos, those vest video cams for them cracker cops, those killer cops, would have not been given in their whole entirety. Louisiana United International, which Belinda Parker Brown is the CEO over, down in Louisiana, has fought for the rights of black people for years, decades. And she definitely has fought for the rights to have political prisoners freed, those who have not been charged freed out of Angola prison, as well as those who have been falsely charged, wrongfully charged. And you have a governor down there, a dog, a devil, a bastard, a bitch named John Bell Edwards, a traitor. So if we begin to think about who covered up, help with the cover-up of the not letting those videos be released. And if you got a devil like that that tells you he all the way for you, and you find out, that's why I say there's no difference in a Biden or a Trump or any other chump. You're foolish to believe. You're actually foolish to believe that your vote counts. They tell you every time you and me, when we get done voting and we have voted them in, they tell us to kiss their ass. And I'm going to say this and then I'll be quiet, but the fact of the matter is right now in the Senate and in the Congress, they're compromising on immunity. They're compromising. In other words, no, niggas, we're going to still kill y'all. No, right. Niggas, we're the grandsons and great-grandsons of the plantation owners, and nigga, who do you think you are? So if we don't take this stuff seriously, I'm telling you, we're in a revolution called for defined bloodshed, but you got to have your stuff together. And right now, like I said, protection of the leadership is of the utmost importance. That means that all troops and boots on the ground, no matter where we go, have to have your eyes open, your mouths closed, and be ever so watchful because you don't know if the enemy will be some neo-colonizer coming in because they always use a nigger, and or some cracker that you see bloody at the jaw, rabid at the mouth, demented in the brain, coming in like a bulldozer, kill that bulldozer. Shoot the shit out of him. Black power.
Black power. And make sure you
Black
aim
power.
Straight so you can shoot straight, brother and sister. Right at your enemy and aim to take him right between the eyes, because this is the type of judge, jury, and executioner we face on a daily basis, brothers and sisters. Not any exaggeration from this host. I've been to nearly every crime scene that you have heard about. I've actually been on that crime scene, investigated these things, dealt with the internal affairs, gone through the jackets of these police, discovered that they already had a jacket that was too thick to serve. In other words, they are unfit to serve to come into the black community, but they're there anyway. And the chief, the lieutenant, the captain know they're there, but they allow them there because they want to see them collect that $1 million ransom from the white nationalists. Every cracker came to the board. He want to stop white nationalism. And all of them were the spin zone, and they were the white nationalists. Just like I want to advise you of a film that is called The Diggins for Defense. You have to take on a Diggins for Defense attitude in order to get us free, brother and sister. I'm just bringing you the facts as we know them to be. You've got to have a Diggins for Defense attitude to get your freedom. Otherwise, your mom and daddy just raised you to be a slave. I don't believe in Georgia. Mom and daddy
raised
you to be a slave. Oh, I hear the echoes in the background. Sound like a familiar noise. Oh, my. Here we are. Here we come.
Belinda Parker Brown.
Oh, my. Somebody
Belinda Parker Brown.
I'm
boom,
here. Can you hear me?
Boom.
Yes.
Come on, boy.
Boom.
And I'm not going to accept no from you, your children, your husband, your grandchildren, no excuses, your penitentiary, none of that. If I don't see you in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm going to tear New Orleans up, and they're going to have to build a new city. But welcome to Black Power.
Oh, my God, that's a duty call, Ms. Belinda Parker Brown.
We're talking black tonight. Black power. We're talking black tonight.
Black power, my brother. That's right. Don't take no excuses and no hostages, because we're in a war, and we want the world to know that we're serious, and we're going to win this war, because we're not going to stop fighting until we win.
All right.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I just want to say how much I appreciate you guys for, you know, especially my comrade Dennis Knowles, Black Power, to that awesome man out there, and, you know, all of my comrades, my sisters, you know, that's fighting
that's
in the trenches, and that's real serious about this, you know, what's going on right now with this predatory policing, this racist police brutality. That's happening right now here as we speak in the state of Louisiana, that we have made national news, CNN, SNBC, CBS, you know, all of the local news stations, everybody is talking about it now, but it was covered up for 2 years. For two years, they kept it covered up. They wanted everybody to go to sleep and just forget about how they beat this man to death on video and bragged about it. About it. The more he screamed and cried out for, you know, mercy, and, you know, telling them that he was sorry, and that, you know, I'm your brother, and that I'm scared, you know, the more they beat him and beat his head and busted his head open and his face and everything open. And, you know, I'm just, you know, my heart really go out to his mom for being so strong and just, you know, standing strong, that she is determined to get justice for her son that was murdered by the police on video. So all we're saying here is Louisiana, that we're ground zero. We're the balling point, and the whole world needs to come and stand and unite with us, because I believe it starts here. It started here, and we need to finish it here and let these racist, cracker, white, no-good-for-nothing, evil devils know that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And we're going to start and let it flow like a whirlwind across the entire country, right
yes.
here in the state of Louisiana, cleaning up this foolishness that's been going on for too long, where you can beat a black man on video. You can put your knee on their neck in the broad open daylight while the whole world is watching and don't nobody do nothing about it.
Nobody care.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
he's a hero.
I want to, if you don't mind, can you explain how hard you fought to get those videos released and how long you've been fighting to do that, how you stand up in the community? Even with this latest case where this young girl was vicious dogs under the guise of being police or whatever they call themselves, police.
Well, Dennis, one of the things that we got to be for sure is that we have to be determined, my brother, that not to give up and keep the pressure on. You know, we
yes.
have to hit all the buttons and push all the buttons of these evil, wicked, racist people that intend to cover up this type of stuff so that they can go and celebrate and laugh about it. You know, it's not a joke when we look at our history, how these people would celebrate when they hang us from a tree and they would
right.
sit down and celebrate and you know, cut our fingers and you know, and
right.
pull out teeth with pliers and all that kind of stuff and in front of their children and celebrate.
Right.
This is what these police officers did, and it went all the way up to the governor and down and back and forth, that captains, sergeants, lieutenants, high-ranking officials to the governor and the attorney general's office that knew about this. And they did not intend to release those videos because in the videos, it shows the captain, the lieutenant, the coroner, the sergeant, the ambulance, you know, everybody that was involved with the death of Ronald Green should be indicted and convicted and sent to prison from the governor's office on down.
And I say that.
Because they tried to cover it up.
They need to be taken off the planet. Taken off the planet. Go ahead, sisters.
Yes.
Well, you know, they need to, you know, how they lied and said that, you know, when the captain had to drive an hour and a half to get to the crime scene to cover it up. To cover it up, to turn off their video cameras, to turn off their dispatch, their
audio.
Their audio.
My.
To turn it
this
off.
This is, unfortunately, it is the typical in Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. I've seen this and witnessed this all of my adult life. I came the state of Louisiana in the 70s, and I just could not believe what the police would do in the name of safeguarding and protecting black people. They would smack them at will, beat them, curse them, beat their children while going to their homes. I busted them in Louisiana, stealing in floods. Stealing people's belongings, from television to jewelry, cars, guns, everything imaginable that we use. I bust the police stealing things, National Guard stealing things from black people mostly. And I'm overwhelmed happening.
You know, Brother Aunt Bob, it starts here in Louisiana. Everybody, I don't believe that there's nobody across this country that don't have some type of dreams attached to Louisiana.
Right, exactly.
You know, it really saddens me that I'm down here in the trenches in this fight while the whole world is watching.
Mm-hmm.
This video was worse than George Floyd murder.
Yes.
No one took the street. No, there was no public outcry. There was no uproar. There was no protesting, no rallies, no nothing.
Yeah, that's the George Bush dumbing down of Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. And there's a connection, and we tend to want to connect the dots. See, that's just one South. The governor of Texas was Lyndon Baines Johnson, and the good old boy in Alabama was George Wallace. These are the same thing as the good old boy Bill Clinton and the Bush. His good old boy, his golfing partner was Bush Senior, but he's supposed to be the buddy of Jesse Jackson and the attorney that was over the Urban League, Vernon Jordan. But on that stretch, this weekend now, we are going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on May 28th, May 29th, and May 30th. Now, if you can get there, and I'm hoping you do, help us organize the next move. Could very well be organized in Louisiana. This is going to be a massive move. We've got the guns of Texas, the guns of Louisiana going to be there. And we're going to have a great month of reparations on police brutality. And we're looking at the 100 years. Now, Louisiana has suffered, but we can't measure up to what happened in Tulsa. They dropped bombs similar to Philadelphia, but much worse. They dropped bombs on black people and their businesses to be on record for 300 massacred in this atrocity, the horrific atrocity that everybody in Oklahoma bears witness. That is one of the worst insults to the humanity since Adam, and before him, Akhenaten, and before them. I just want you to know, beloved brother and sister, that some terrible things have been done to us. And what happened in Tulsa after I interviewed, it says more closer to 3,000. When you interview from Natchez, Mississippi, the Devil's Punch Bowl in Natchez, nearly 25,000 black people put down in a mass grave. Another 3,000, 4,000, 10,000 in Freedman's Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Another few thousand at Rosewood. And it just, every time the black man gets to his pinnacle or to an avenue towards success, the white man will burn the crops, kill the livestock, burn down the building,
bomb,
and just crush everything to the earth and destroy the progress that we have attempted to make. Since the white man's only been around here a couple of hundred years doing this shit. We got graveyards that go 1,000 years before Columbus came here, real life. I'm of that bloodline, the original tribe. That was here before Columbus. We don't give a damn about Columbus, Bush, Clinton, Epstein, Trump, or none of these crackers. And Biden and all of these crackers are in the same white nationalist network. If you notice, clearly, they never, ever speak against each other. You never hear them say, come out and say it.
Well, here in Louisiana, they had a racist, unconstitutional Jim Crow law that was on the Louisiana Constitution for over 100 years, where they put people in prison and made slaves out of them to the tune of over 30-some thousand people that are still rotting away in these godforsaken hellhole jails and prisons here. So my thing is that right now as we speak, it's thousands of people that are rotting away in these godforsaken hellhole jails and prisons right now.
You know, and then you said something about them being used. They use their bare hands to pick potatoes. That's what they're doing to our people. Bare everything. No tools. Bare hands.
I'm talking about what's going on right now. I ain't talking about what happened in the past. I'm talking about what's happening right now.
Yes.
Well, this is the
reason that people are making people billionaires. Slavery is alive and well in the state of Louisiana, and we caught them red-handed in November of 2019, said that it was criminal what they're doing. It's unconstitutional. They got slaves locked up in prison down here that are innocent people that have destroyed their families.
Slaves. Do me a favor, sister.
It's in the book.
Sister Belinda. Only I think you know, and I don't think our radio listening audience is familiar. Can you give me the trail on the revelation of the tapes on Green and what had happened to him? And a couple of sources, but I want to get your take on how did those tapes surface that have come to bear on the police department to cover up from the chief to the dog catcher was in on that cover up, I believe. But give me your take on that, the chain. I want you to give us clarity on the chain of how those body cams have been released. Black Power?
Well, Black Power, and I'm not at liberty to say how they was released, but they was released by an anonymous person, an inside whistleblower that leaked the video because they were not going to release them. The governor, the attorney general, they were not, the superintendent, the colonel of the state police troopers, they were not going to release the video. The videos was leaked 4 days ago that they didn't have the videos ever since May of 2019. For 2 years they didn't have the video and never intended. They still got one man's video for 33 years where they beat him. He won his lawsuit against them. They won't even release his mugshot. They won't release nothing. And they never intend to release it. And the man after that, too, after they beat Ronald Green to death, they beat another man, Arnold Bowman, and they still haven't released his video 2 weeks after they murdered Ronald Green. But Arnold Bowman, this man lived to tell about it. And they still won't release his video. They beat him right in front of his house in his driveway.
Mm-hmm. This brings to bear the evidence that we must take a Diggins of defense, Black Panther.
Yes.
Black liberation. I don't know what to say to get the message to us that we must arm ourselves or harm ourselves.
Yes.
Arm ourselves against a vicious enemy of ours with our God and our gun. And
yes,
we win when we use the stratagems of the Diggins of Defense, of the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, and those freedom fighters that took their freedom in the spirit of Frederick Douglass, that just took his freedom. Freedom is something.
What we need to be saying right now is that nobody needs to eat, nobody needs to do nothing until they come down here, handcuff this governor, lock him up, and put him in jail for covering up a crime. I guarantee you that'll get their attention. The governor needs to go to jail because he covered
Baby
up a crime. Too.
Now, are you, Belinda Parker Brown, willing to come to Tulsa over the weekend and help us to organize such an undertaking of overtaking or understanding or overstanding? Can you help us in the plight to organize any effort that we need that will will bring about the freedom of black people, whether it's Louisiana or anywhere else, but putting some emphasis on the enslavement that's going on in Louisiana at the South.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that?
You know, our state representative, Al Green, is on national news right now saying about what needs to happen here in Louisiana. And if anybody, I'm willing to stand with anybody and everybody that would stand with what's happening here in Louisiana that could have happened to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not.
Well, I'm willing to commit.
This is not for a show. It is time for action. It's time for action. If we stand back and let these people get away with what they just did to Ronald Green, Lord have mercy on all of us.
Right now.
Because they murdered that man and they covered it up. Worse
the way
than
I
they
thought
did.
The first,
worse than what they
Revelation
did to George
that came
Floyd.
Out that I know about. Now, it may have been 10 other revelations. But I saw CNN bring it, and I'm not a frequent CNN man, but I just happened to be watching. Now, they claimed to be the first one that the report at CNN was given a certain amount of insightfulness and a certain amount of credits for bringing out the story on Mr. Green and how he was executed, that he had
Don't be tricked by the media, brother Akbar.
On a national level.
Listen, I've got to say this to you, but I sent you 10 videos.
Whoa. Now, I think I may have to make myself clear. I'm not in any trick or any disguise. I'm saying I have to have been watching when CNN brought out that did not. There may be other media. You have to challenge me with a fact. As far as saying, I'm a trick. I'm on my own radio show. And you are my advice. Say, I'm a fucking
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a goddamn trick. Now, I'm sitting here telling you, now, if you have evidence, the only proper thing to say to me, sir, is that no, MSNBC or Fox or somebody else made it. Now, I'm saying the national record is being, I live in Washington. I knew nothing of how this case came about. I asked someone close to the facts who did not know or would not share. And I'm telling you that where I saw it first. Now, if that's a trick, now I'll be the first to kick it with no green.
Well, all right, let me clear my
We can say at the same time. It's impossible to speak at the same time. And I always give everybody ample opportunity to speak on the show. But right now I happen to be speaking, sir. Now, as we go on, I am not a trick of the media. They're playing to my audience. I happen to be watching. I'm not a fan of CNN, MSNBC, Fox, BSFC, BBC, or any other source of media. I look around, and if I decide to watch it, I watch it. If I don't, I don't. But straight up, now we're isolating this now. Down to Mr. Green, who was executed. And now the world is coming into revelation that that they had lied from information that I've got. From the same media source, that they had lied at the level of the rogue officers that were involved, and we've seen the video. I hope most of my audience has seen that video, but if not, he had said that I'm even went to say he was a cracker's brother. He said, I'm your brother. That there was no need to beat him. That he was willing to surrender. But they decided to torture this man to death and execute him. And they've held the tapes for several years. And now, that came to me by CNN News. I'm trying to see if anybody in my vast listening audience, or any of you that know, can say that somebody brought this out before CNN. Anybody
I can.
Has an opportunity to speak on that? Okay. Who brought this out before CNN? And let's go forward.
I saw it on CNN. I saw the reporter this morning.
Hold on.
She was interviewing
the sister. That's not the question. The question is who brought it out before CNN.
Oh, I don't know, sir.
They all hit it at the same time. MSNBC, CNN. Yes, sir.
We can sing at the same time. It's not going to be able to talk at the same time. Now, the one thing about this show, we're very fair to people, but we want them leaving with right information. Does anybody have a source that was coming out before the person decided to share with CNN? Okay. So we can move on from that now at this point. Unless somebody else is speaking? Okay.
Yes.
We're leave that
Minister Akbar, yes. It's been almost 2 years that we actually had the story, but we did not have the videos. We had pictures of Ronald Green from his mom, you know, from his funeral, of his face, how they had beat him in his head and how they had cut his head.
I want you to hold it again. We're speaking specifically of the videotape, and then we can pick up and move on. Anybody have
Nobody had the video. Nobody had the video until the video was leaked 4 days ago. And CNN, I'm not trying to give anybody that want to get the credit, it don't really matter. But we had the story. The story was in Blog Talk, Louisiana Sound Off, and Louisiana United, our organization. We had posted and put that story out, you know, back in February of 2021 when we got the, 2020, when we actually had the public records request of the incident, the narrative and the dispatch records that we requested from the through a public records request. So we had the story. We just didn't have the video. The mother, you know, because they lied. They hold everything that the police officers lied and said that he ran into a tree and secured his injuries and he died from an accident from running into a tree. But the coroner said that it was caused by accident, but the doctor said what the coroner said didn't line up with what was said. So when the video came out, you know, it was the whole truth and nothing but the truth that they beat him to death. They killed him at the scene. And the ambulance didn't do anything to give him any type of help. You know, once they realized that he was dead, they didn't do nothing to revive him on the scene.
Absolutely. It makes the George Floyd case looked like a cakewalk more than the actual execution that took place. I've got so many online. I need y'all to hold your point for a minute. Let me allow at least somebody else online with you and just stay right where you are. Let's see if we can fish out. Again, we have Black Lightning. We got a lot of calls tonight, Black Lightning. We're going to try to get everybody out of here on time. Let's rock with it. Let me see. I punch one, punch two. Let's see if we can get you back in the shoot. Black Lightning, you're live on Black Lightning Video, and we got to stay on the move. The facts as you
Black
know
power,
me being, bringing some Tulsa. Again, Miss Belinda Parker Brown, I want you to at least give the recognition to the sister that shot in the face in the United Kingdom. I think you shared a program with Shasta Johnson on a woman's night long. It's been a while back, but I just wanted you to at least recognize that she's been shot in the face in London.
Speaking of Sasha Johnson.
Okay, Black Power to Brother Black Light to Black Power.
Black Power, sir, and like Chairman Brothers was saying that we can't be out here going to parties and stuff at a time like this. Our leaders and stuff can't be out here unattended, and we can't be out here in uniform when we are not all gathered together as well. So I would say we on a divine mission, and God divinely put us in the position to handle it through years of
and decades of oppression, that we're only ones that could handle this liberation struggle. So what I'm trying to say is, well, since we got a lot of people on board, just keep it black, keep it strong. We're moving toward Tulsa, and steam rolling toward Tulsa, and all black militias, all black new Black Panthers, get the convoys together, and let's get ready to rock this thing. You know what I'm saying? And black power to all of our generals that came before us, that have that God has put in charge of the liberation of our struggle, from Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Chairman Emeritus Sheikh Imam Akbar, Hashem Nzinga, rest in power, and we are the Cubs of Honorable Khalid Muhammad, and he said it best, like Marvin Gaye, when he said they did it to us on purpose, and as brutally as they possibly could, which is Mayava Mizo, and that's what happened in Tulsa. Tulsa was Mayava Mizo 100%, which means they did it to us on purpose, and they did what they could as hard and as brutal and nasty as they possibly could. Being the great game hunters that they are, they tried to wipe out the existence of what they had did. Really, they tried to cover it up. They think if they burn it down, they won't see no their indiscretions won't have a timber left. But the ancestors' blood are crying out right now, being the centennial. And I just want to say, everybody, we need that gas money help, so and we need Black Power Radio to stay strong. So hit us up, Sheikh Imam Akbar, with the Cash App for those, as you say, the numerically enlightened. We want to give it to you. The Cash App is $77Bakers, and that's capital letter B-A-K-E-R-S, Bakers. $77Bakers, so that we can make sure that no Mayava Mizo is going to be happening no time soon. And if it does, we'll be there to black that call. Black power.
Black power, black power. Thank you, Black Lightning, for making it straight to the point, keeping it sharp, short, and sweet. We got so many online here. I don't know if I can go back and get a comment out of our co-host on that. You got to mute out when you're not speaking. Give it to me, Black Power, from the Nose Net.
Black Power.
And the commissioner himself. Black
Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
I want to thank the brother for coming on. And also, Brother Akbar, that was no argument. It was funny. The fact is, I guess the media sources, because I remember Senator Parker Brown fighting so hard, and I remember Sound Off getting this information off, but it was only relegated to Louisiana and made privy to a few people that we would send out the information to. But there was no video at the time, and you're quite correct. All media outlets let some of the snippets of the videos come out on Ronald Green. They are discussing this, as you well stated, throughout the country now, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of the outlets. But the fact is that this sister here, Belinda Parker Brown, has fought so hard for the release of that video for a couple of years. And you have a governor, a wicked governor, who also had said he liked Belinda Parker Brown, which that just shows you how much the devil is, the devil, but helped with the cover-up. So there's a lot to for us to achieve as one, but we know our eyes are open, that the devil is going to be the devil, and we got to be who we are. So I humbly apologize for any mix-up in our conversation tonight.
Black Power, apologies accepted. The white man is a master of deception. And again, as he has exaggerated numbers from 300 to 3,000, And I can't even get around the numbers in Louisiana. I had firsthand experience from Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, firsthand experience in Shreveport, Monroe, Slidell, Louisiana. I mean, unbelievable. From Lafayette to Cameron Bay, my brother was a fisherman there. And there was always somebody telling a nightmare or something coming in or going out of Angola prison. It is a total nightmare for anything that you talk about getting justice. And those little parish jails are many times a nightmare to Angola. Well, I'm just here to tell you. It's a terrible situation that must be corrected at this hour. I don't know any other way other than for us to team up. Again, you got to mute out when you're not speaking, sir. You got your background noise coming straight at me. But I don't know another way other than to organize, put our thoughts and our troops together, and we're going to have to take back our social political prisoners. And Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, Georgia, Alabama is all a similar story. Arkansas will give you a nightmare at Cummings Prison. I'm just here to tell you. But wherever the divine power tell us that we must, there must be an upsurge to take our freedom. And this is why we have been divinely gathered here tonight. And this is why we've come to the air to talk about taking our freedom, talk about our reparations, talk about the massacre on Black Wall Street and Greenwood Arch and Pines in Tulsa City, but it was really the whole state of Oklahoma, the whole state of Texas, and the whole state of Louisiana, some say Louisiana. But on that strain, there's not anything different going on in Arkansas. But white rule is an apartheid system that must be stopped at this hour. Break the backs of white nationalism, and you will be on the road to freedom. I'm telling you, the diggings of defense is the only pattern that I've seen that will steer us towards freedom. The Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, and all those armed militias of black people are the only instruments that I see going towards freedom. Everything else I've seen is a goddamn slave. And you can, I'll take any kind of challenge on that for the proof and evidence. At any point, any hour, any setting of your choice, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of planet Earth, as we run down here to pick up the 337, keep it moving to 337-255. You're live on Black Power Radio. I see you, New York, right behind it. But come on, 337. See if we can get a couple of calls in. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power, Black Nationhood, Black Brotherhood, Black Sisterhood.
Black Power.
Black Power. Talk black to us. 337. Tell us where you're calling from and give me some black drop on Tulsa. And Shasha Johnson has been, there's been an attempted execution of one of our beloved sisters in the revolution in the United Kingdom and London. Black Power. Okay. Black Power, you there with us? 337? I'm playing with the technology. Black Power on 337-255. You're actually live. We're about to zoom down the line. Are you there with us? I have no choice but to go straight to New York. Are you there? I'm there with you. Knows Anne Boleyn, the Parker Brown. Come on, give it to us. 646-789, you're live on Black Power Radio. No matter taking a
Black Power.
Break. Brother Karan, are you there in New York?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power,
Black Power.
Okay. You're on with the commissioner out of Battle Creek, and all of the lines are lit.
Black Power.
And you're there with Belinda Parker Brown out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes. Trying
Brown.
To see if our beloved sister is gone. I was trying to reach back and pick up Janae out of Washington, because of the special report, if we haven't gotten it on the Quran, our sister, there was an attempted execution of Sister Shasha Johnson of the United Kingdom. But I want to welcome you to Black Power Radio and Talk Black to us, New York. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. This is my first time as well hearing about the sister in the UK when I jumped on the radio. Sounds like the same devils and same game, same shit. They the ones that are the mothers to these bastards right here. So whatever these bastards are doing, they learn from their mama. And their mama is England. And their mama is the whole UK. So that's how that goes. So it just, over there is more conservative. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's more of a difference on how blatant the racism is over here. That's why it's like some places, it's like black people are loved over there. So a lot of black people go over there thinking it's all love over there when it ain't all love over there. And it's sad that we try to get away from racism, but when you go somewhere else, you still got the same shit cooking. So it's sad. It's sad. And I want to get the Tulsa, man. That's what it is. I want to see what Black Wall Street.
Black Powell.
That's what I really want to say. I want to say Black Power to everybody under the Black Power movement, everybody on the phone, and everybody that's gone. Black Power.
Black Power, thank you, Brother Quran of New York City. He's bringing a beloved brother, Amin Ra. Brother Quran are teamed up, I believe, by now, and we're working on just bringing that strong East Coast presence to Tulsa, and I'm hoping that that energy will flow right down. I haven't gotten my commitment. I'm going to reach back or reach Black up here and meet some Belinda Parker Brown to see what kind of commitment we're going to earn tonight. I think she's still on with Brother Dennis Knowles. Let's see if we can bring them Black up and talk to Brother Quran. That's the New Orleans.
Black
I got
Power.
A joke. I told Brother Knowles, I won't tell it on the air, but he knows what I'm talking about. Fastbird from New York. From New York
Black
to
Power,
New Orleans. Can we get
Black Power.
New Orleans and New York to team up? We're going to have New York and New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. God damn it. Belinda Parker Brown.
Really, though.
She's still there?
Belinda, you still on, my sister. No, it seems
okay.
Like she might have been up. Yes.
She's gone. Well, get her back online if you can.
Let me do that right now.
But I was trying to see if I could make a connection. How hard is it? You can get that quickly. Get Belinda Parker Brown right back on it. Yeah, I know they're trying to slide off that radar. I know how we do. I know us better than we know. Trust me. Are you working on it? Is he there? He might have went out to get her. But Brother Quran, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we got New York, and Brother Quran brings New York. That's a.
Put you back on the line. Belinda
Black
Parker
Black
Brown is in the house. She's
there,
in the house,
Parker,
girl.
Is she back in?
Black
yeah.
Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Man.
Now, this is what my attempt is now. I've got New York on the line, Belinda Parker Brown. Now, he represents New York. He hit him with some of the new Black Panther movement. And you're in New Orleans. We're attempting to make it New Orleans. If we can get New York City, or New York City, or New York, or New Yorkshire, to team up with New Orleans, or New Orleans, Louisiana. Are you willing to team up with this brother? He's making an extreme sacrifice to make it to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Are you able to meet this brother in the middle of the road and get us all to team up on this effort to end
it's just nothing but enslavement. I can't find any other befitting word for what I know goes on in the state of Louisiana. From the dry docks, meaning from the long shore to the short shore, from the fisherman to the shrimp man. And I mean, it's just horrible what goes on every single day in the parishes of Louisiana. So I'm asking you, Belinda Parker, are you ready, willing, and able to team up with Brother Quran out of New York to see if we get some new flavors on the shrimp jambalaya here? You make excellent gumbo, by the way, but go ahead. Talk to me, Belinda Parker.
Absolutely, I'm willing to team up with any and everyone that will unite with us here in the state of Louisiana. You know, we got to stop, you know, yeah, here Louisiana is a different kind of, what I want to say, it's on a whole different kind of frequency here. You know, the people here have...
Agree.
Yeah, we're 100% in agreement that we're, you know, here in Louisiana is teaming up with anybody and everybody across this country that want to stand with us for justice and to change the whole shut down Louisiana. We need to be literally shut down and start all over again. So when you say new, we need new.
New.
Green, spanking new.
Right. So look at this. Now, the common ground that we have collectively decided on is in Tulsa. Are you willing to meet and greet our beloved brother in Tulsa for one of the workshops to iron out some of the? And I mean, I'm gonna give it to you straight. There's some spots in New York State, and Quran will bear me witness, that will give a nightmare to some things I know is going on in Louisiana.
Yes, sir, like in Rochester.
I've been a chaplain for 50 years and had an opportunity to go in nearly every state corrections. And the facilities and the spot where they operate from. When I went to New York, it was as though I was in a palace. Like I was meeting the duchess and the duke of Ireland or the Duchess of Wales or somebody was coming on board when I went to correction. That's how they greeted me as Islam chaplain over in the state of New York. When I went to the prison in Rikers Island, it was like a nightmare to the whole ritual I just went through downtown in corrections. So I'm here to explain to you that both states need some hell of a help. New York and New Orleans, or New York and New Louisiana need some hell of a help.
Black
that
power.
Is proper common ground that we can get in a planning stage what needs to go on in Louisiana and what needs to go on in New York. Is that making sense to anybody remotely?
Yes, sir.
This line?
Yes, Black sir. Power. That makes perfect sense, sir.
Like what say ye, Belinda Parker Brown? She's anywhere available. She's still there with us, but no.
Belinda Parker Brown?
We have a little technical difficulty here.
Something.
I know sometimes that phone line, yeah, we try to bridge it. Is, she may be very well talking and not heard on the air or something. Thing that breaches because of the when you bring a second line in, she has to kind of already be talking or something.
But she's
Black
Power.
Dennis, I can hear you, but I keep going in and out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear?
She could very well be talking.
Black Power.
Black Power, go ahead.
Can you?
I can hear her.
Sister Brown?
Black Power.
Yes, we
Black
can
Power.
Hear you.
Yeah, okay, Brother Quran so far agreed and said, yes, that was a good place for us to iron out and organize for what needs to go on
in New York, and we're trying to see if you are agreeable that that is a good common ground to organize for what needs to go on in New Louisiana.
Right now, we're, you know, what is the deadline? What is the dates and deadlines you're talking about? Right now, we're in the heat of the moment. You know, we're in national news. We're fighting for justice for Ronald Green and Arnold Bowman. And we're taking the streets here. We're calling for indictments for our governor on down. We want them indicted.
Right.
We want all of these officers off the street and arrested.
This will enhance what you're doing. What we're saying is that we'll be here this weekend in Tulsa for the 100th anniversary of a massacre that was done. We don't know of another atrocity massacre in one setting. But beyond that, we are going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's all the black revolutionaries, black activists, and black military operations. We'll be
in that sounds
Tulsa
great.
On 28, 29, and 30. And it's a great place to get your pitch for whatever you're doing, Black. And that's why we have put that question over to you. Is it meet that we meet in Tulsa over this weekend? It's called 28, 29, and 30, or on any one of those days. That far from New Orleans in light of all those are coming from Las Vegas, they're coming.
That's
from
the first Black Power. That's the first I have heard of it, Minister Akbar. But you know, I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying yes to anything right now that would help. You know, with what we're doing here in Louisiana. You know, so I'm hoping that everyone understands that, you know, I'm just one voice. We need a collective a collaboration of voices across the country that's speaking on behalf of what's happening here in Louisiana right now that's in national news. I'm just one voice. We need everybody speaking about what's happening here. It's in the national news. Ronald Green was murdered on video by the police. And they covered it up for 2 years.
Yes, ma'am. I will attempt to do this. I will send you everything concerning this weekend, and you can maybe make a decision based on weighing all facts and circumstances and taking an introspection or an inspection on everything that has been said and done. And we'll see if we can get together to broaden the fight in Louisiana. I think by lending.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we need. We need busloads
exactly.
of people, you know, in Oklahoma. Not just me. I'm just one boy.
Well, we got them all there. We just wanted to include your voice. I'm sorry that the communication had not reached your desk, but we'll be sure that before this call is over, you will have all, you will have an ample supply of information. We've got a couple of radio shows out on Tulsa, and we're going to have an event. There'll be a reparations piece on Friday at about high noon, maybe 1 p.m. The National Chairman Emeritus, the Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu-Jabbar, will do a reparations piece. We have Omar Wali of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, and those that are involved with the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club, those that are involved with the Black Riders, those are the Black Militia, and there are about 7 or 8 more that I could go through, but at least there are 10 or 15 Black Militia organizations, well-organized militaries, producing there about a few thousand soldiers will be there in Tulsa over this weekend. We have a march on Saturday against the idea of not having reparations, against the police brutality. Again, our leader said that we will never have a freedom in America until we end this unethical practice of police brutality. I believe all of our leaders were victims of police brutality. So it's our job. We have been divinely prepared to take our freedom at this hour. It's just that we have to organize and take it. Take our freedom, manage our own justice with our own hands, with our own managerial skills, our own management of our justice for ourselves. And that's Black Power. Go ahead.
Black Power. And I think the greatest sign that we can show to the whole United States of America right now is demand that this governor here in Louisiana go to jail, get handcuffed, indicted, and put in prison for covering up a murder for 2 years. He covered it up. And I think that would be a sign and a wonder for the whole world to see when we all stand together and declare and demand that he go to jail, that he be indicted, and all these officers that murdered Ronald Green right along with him.
Now, the governor, now let's get the immediate folks. Now, that was a police.
You know, the governor, he got a whole history, a 100-year history of all of his ancestors, grandpa, great-grandpa, uncles, sons, all of them were in law enforcement. He the only branch that fell from the tree that's not in law enforcement. So what I'm saying is that he covered up a murder because he was protecting his lineage.
Parish after parish after parish, county after county after county in Louisiana. About the same. They try to maintain a strong sermon. 100 years of just taking power from
lifting.
Now, but on and beyond that, they were in Monroe, if I'm not mistaken, right? And
correct, Monroe.
And
they let these murderers, they let these murdering police officers stay in law enforcement. They only slapped one of them on the wrist and gave him a two-day suspension for murdering Ronald Green and beating Colonel Bowman almost to death. And they're still working. They're still in our law enforcement right now. They're still on the street policing our communities, and they're murderers.
Exactly. Now, for our vast listening audience, can we put a part, at least which from your memory, the story together as which facts that, as you know them to be, of what took place on the day of the execution of Mr. Green, that, the officers that were involved, and then as it goes up the chain for the cover up. What is your version of what you believe took place on the date of his execution?
Well, it was an execution, but it was a lynching on video camera that they never intended to come out, and a cover up that is worse than the lynching that took place. How they beat this man to death, you know, like he was worse than an animal in the street, in the ambulance, the coroner, the captains, the sergeant, the lieutenant, the governor, the attorney general, everything, the superintendent, the colonel of the state troopers, all of them need to go to jail. Every last one of them that touched this man, that had anything, that saw the video, need to be indicted and arrested and put in prison. That's what
now,
needs
what
to happen.
It
was a cover-up of a murder.
The video. What has been done? So, I mean, I've been kind of covering the last few days, at least the day that I thought it came out, I started looking into it. But I'm trying to figure out what has been done so far by, I don't know if it's the DA's office or is the DA a part of that cover-up as well?
Well, now since the video then leaked out, okay, like, you know, national news got now. They had it 2 years ago, but they didn't do nothing with it. And it's my understanding that, you know, Don Lemon, that is one of the CNN commentators here, you know, he could have had the story been out, okay? they interviewed his mother about 8 or 9 months ago, and she was crying out for justice for her son. And why these police officers, the sergeant, the lieutenant, the captain, and all of them still working, you know, they wanted to give them a paid taxpayers vacation, okay, on taxpayers' money, a paid vacation for all of them to go home in each state, and I guess gumbo or whatever. And, you know, and they killed this man. And everybody saw on video that they killed him. They knew that they had murdered him, and then it was a cover-up. So the only thing that's happening right now is that the National News got it. The FBI then started a civil rights investigation. The attorneys then sued all the officers and the state troopers post for this incident. But you already know what that's like. You know, if the governor's sister-in-law is the judge and his brother is the sheriff and the governor, grandpa and great-grandpa all
small town.
Then all we going to do is get, you know, go run around the mulberry bush and chase the rabbit while the hen is guarding the fox house. I mean, the fox is guarding the hen house.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, with that said, now I have a brother, I believe if I have the right line, of Mississippi has very similar thing has been going on there. 832 at 43. Do we have King J online? King J online. Black Power? Black Power. King J at 832-832-483. Is Brother King J on that line? See, we're trying to pick him up. He may not be right by the phone. Brother King J. King J, are you online at 832? A similar thing happened in Meridian, Mississippi. And let me see if we can do an outreach.
You know, Brian, you're anybody trying to pick him up, Minister Akbar. You know, this ain't the first situation here in the state of Louisiana. We had a real bad case, and we called it Houdini. Benjamin Crump came down here where they murdered this man, handcuffed, in the back of the police car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably familiar with this parish, St. Charles Parish, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
It's right outside Liberian, Louisiana, okay?
Yeah, New Iberia.
New Iberia, Louisiana. They handcuffed this man and murdered him, and then they lied and said he committed suicide, you know, in the back of the police car, shot himself in the back of the head, but he was handcuffed, okay? And they had already searched him and put him in the car. We got so many other cases here in the state of Louisiana where they have murdered and killed people in the broad open daylight, and they covered it up. We got people sitting in prison right now that been kidnapped, that's being held hostage.
And they want
Louisiana is ground zero for this type of treatment. We are the boiling point right now, and I'm looking at the narrative. The way the police officer, this is a public records request that we got on Ronald Green, okay? And when they realized that they had murdered him, and they the first thing one of the when the officer that murdered him called in to his superior, which was his captain, and the first thing that the captain asked him, they gave a code. I think the code was that, you know, he was dead. And then the first thing the captain asked him was the video cam, was the cameras on?
Hmm.
And he said it on video. The first thing he asked him was when he gave the code that Ronald Green was dead. The first thing that the captain asked was were the video cameras on? So that go to show you that the captain came to the scene to cover the crime. The captain did that. And then it went on up the ladder to the governor's office.
So there's a whole chain of indictments that should be handed down. Now, who's supposed to be somewhat in charge of this so far a miscarriage of justice and so many indictments that have been missed that should have been served?
It's the FBI right now, but what we're saying, when the ambulance came and that Ronald Green was dead, the ambulance said that he was not breathing. He's not breathing. They was not making any type of moves or anything to bring about, you know, respiration, try to bring this man or revive this man. They didn't do nothing. And then they waited 6 minutes to put him on the stretcher and talking about handcuff him here, a dead man. 6 minutes to put him, a dead man, on the stretcher and the handcuffed him. And they wondered about, you know, well, handcuff his feet here, handcuff his, you know, him here. Picked this man up and grabbed him by the shackles that they had him handcuffed on by his feet and drug him dead.
My. And so many horrible things have happened to us. And so many horrific things have been done to us, and we see a continuity of the behavior pattern in Louisiana, across America, across Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, across New York to Chicago, Chicago to Las Vegas, the same attitude and the same treatment from Brooklyn, New York to Los Angeles, San Diego, Black, Jacksonville, Florida. It is the same treatment that Black people receive in Mobile, Alabama, the same in Meridian, Mississippi, as it is the same, again, in St. Louis, Memphis, Nashville, Atlanta, and wherever you stop in the road, they are willing to do the exact same thing to us. We have to organize the unethical practice of police brutality, white nationalism, white bigotry, white aggression on Black people. We have to be the diggers of defense at this hour to stop the atrocities.
Minister Akbar, you're absolutely right, but it all starts with how they put these people in, you know, the carnal. The superintendent of the state trooper division, his son worked there, and he murdered two children, a 7-year-old and an 18-year-old, where he rammed into the back of their car doing a 75 and a 55 and murdered them with no sirens on. So at the time when when Ronald Green was beat to death, his daddy was the superintendent of the state trooper's post. So this white boy did not get, I think they gave him probably a suspension, but he still got to work as a trooper. A state trooper after he murdered two people. And the law says if you're speeding without those sirens being on, then that is a crime. And he walked away with a slap on the wrist. And 2 weeks later, a Black man rear-ended a vehicle on that same highway. What you think happened to him? He got charged with vehicle homicide, and he's in prison right now.
Well,
so what we're saying is that until we actually deal with this type of cover-up, this type of treatment, of where the last I heard that all men are supposed to be treated equal, but here in Louisiana, the fix is in. And what we're saying is that until we deal with that and we declare and demand that these people be arrested and put in prison, that's what we want. Why are they still working? Why are they still coming to their jobs and check on taxpayers on the back of the taxpayer? Why are we giving them paid vacation for murder?
White nationalism is alive and well throughout Louisiana and most of the other states. And we have got to organize to bring an end to the tyranny. We must fight a tyranny and an oppression until there's no more tyranny and no more oppression of black people anywhere in America, but really it's a worldwide phenomenon given the backdrop or the backdrop of what just happened in the UK this morning. Young Shasta Johnson was shot in the face, we believe, with the full intent to injure or to kill or to maim, which they've done all except kill. And I believe they were willing to even carry that out from all the evidence. So, again, we have to continue to organize. And the best organization I've seen to get our freedom back since Marcus Messiah Garvey is what we're doing in Tulsa over the weekend. At 985-259, you are live on Black Power Radio. 985-259, you're live. I don't know if they can hear us. At 985-259, you're live on Black Power Radio. Let's hear from there. That's Jack the Bear. Jack the Bear with no hair. We're going to go. Not here, but back down there. At 202-202-361. At 202-361, you're live on Black Power Radio. 202-361, live from Washington, D.C., and you're live on Black Power Radio. We might have a technical difficulty, Brother Commissioner. We just may have a technical difficulty. Yeah, 202-361. There are a few calls that I'm pretty sure there were some people on, and the switchboard seemed to be picking and choosing its own tonight. But we've had a lot of good calls on, got a lot of good energy going into Tulsa. We got a lot of support for what we're talking about doing in Louisiana. And I'm hoping you're able to make it, Ms. Belinda Parker Brown. You do yourself good to get in with this network, and you will never regret it, I will assure you. And the next time a cracker does something crazy around you, you will have a bigger, bolder, and a blacker support of efforts going back against the opposition. And this is, I think, mainly what has happened. They felt that they could do something dirty to black people and say, well, he leaned forward, or you can see him resisting, or he disobeyed a direct order, or had to kill him. We feared for our lives. But if you had been doing to this cracker what you know this cracker has done to us for the last 100 years minimum, then goddamn it, you'd be trigger happy. You'd be a little quick to shoot and ask questions later as well. So we're just here to flip the polarities and kind of switch places here and leave this cracker hanging the way he's been leaving us hanging. And let's see if we can't iron out the mystery behind why we haven't had an end to the police brutality, an end to this form of white nationalism, an end to the bigotry here in Louisiana and across America. We're just appealing to you tonight, but we hope that we have made sense. There's a few more online. I don't know exactly who we missed. We got Karan. We got him. Oh, the Queen Mother's right down there in Tidewater, Virginia. We got our Fittest Flitters out there. So we're going to hit your Queen Mother at 757-364. Queen Mother Kashiba, you're live on Black Power Radio
on the way to Tulsa. You can give your thoughts on Queen Mother Shasha Johnson, even though she's, what, 27 years old. Black Power to Queen Sheba. Entire
Black
world.
Power.
Norfolk, Virginia. Black Power?
Yeah, Black Power. I send very strong, positive energy, positive healing to sisters, to our sisters. The ancestors gonna cover her with deep, deep love from the universe. Deep love of the healing from the medicine of Mother Nature. And deep love from the Most High that's going to protect her and let her be as she was before, as a powerful warrior sister. I send love to our traveling to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to all our sisters and brothers, that we all do powerful things. And listen to the ancestors who are going to be talking to us to tell us what to do, how to do, and when to do. Because we got some powerful ancestors that are waiting for us to get there to do our work as they want us to do. Black power, peace and
Black
power,
boom,
and
like
most
like
power to our people.
Power to boom, chaka-laka, crack on that.
Black power.
Working with
Black
us
power.
The last few weeks in a way that has never been worked out before. They gave a thumbs up in the city council for all of what we need in the way of a permit to back. We're going to take the black call whether the cracker gave us a permit or not, but we have won at the city council level. I mean, throughout the state of Oklahoma, I've still, throughout all the rednecks, I've never met a person that didn't have the right sympathy towards what happened in Tulsa. It is the most vicious, most backward, most hateful thing that I can ever recall hearing about anywhere near where a black man's business, he wants to go free for himself. Everything in the mist says that he should go free for himself, and the cracker burns your stuff to the ground, stumps you to the ground, puts his bomb on you, sets your stuff on fire, shooting you at will. There's never been a more wholesale display of lack of concern for human life in America, and ignoring the principle of thou shalt not kill any certain inalienable right, any idealism towards freedom, justice, equality. Don't bring in any form of liberation, but just kill these niggas because they're doing something we don't want them to do and get successful in their endeavors and go free for themselves. The white man has a hatred for the freedom of black people. The white woman has a vicious disrespect and a disregard for black men and women going free in society, buying what you want, doing what we want, and having the right to succession and freedom, justice, and equality. So we must, again, brothers and sisters, organize against a vicious devil who would kill you as soon as look at you. Black power.
Black power. Black power. They can't help themselves. The jealousy and hatred for us has been forever. They came out of the caves. We were beautiful in the sunlight. We're beautiful today. And the hatred is ever present through the beast. And any success that we may have, they want to steal it all and call it their own. That's what they do. That's what they do. But we on this call know that. It's what we going to do now. Like, Paul?
Black power, just to mention the fact that the white man, when we met him, he was a paleolithic, a cannibalistic, a savage man, with no respect at all for cooking of his food properly, cooking of meat in particular, or just any regard for for women and children. He had no regard. He was just a savage in his moral life, a savage in his spiritual life, a cannibal in his total life, eating of anything, anywhere, anytime, the killing of anything, anywhere, anytime, and just the total disregard for any form of civilized practice or any idealism of civilization. It's beyond
this cracker.
It's beyond this cracker. Black power.
Black power. It's within our rights to stand up for ourselves. We know that we have big hearts. We're human to a human. Just like the native indigenous people took this cracker in, taught him how to prepare meals. He stole everything from wherever he's gone in this world, stolen from all of the peoples of the world, called it his own, and said that he invented everything. He's a liar, and that's what a cracker does. Da Vinci had nothing on the pyramids. Da Vinci had nothing on the former or just current inventions that we make. The sisters who did the space back in the 50s weren't going to get recognized, just got recognized. Why do we have to be dead to be recognized after the fact? Because he stole it all, wants us to have no credit, and wants to belittle us at every turn. We're not taking that anymore. We're standing up. We're standing firm. We're locking in Tulsa, and we're prepared. Just like we got to be everywhere we go. Sister Sasha Johnson did not have to be shot. I'll say this and I'll say it again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, we must begin to secure our leadership. We must begin to have all eyes on every aspect of wherever we go. We don't need to travel alone. We need to be protected by one another. And be sure shots. When you point, shoot to kill. My daddy said, if you got to have a gun, don't use it to maim, don't lame. Shoot to kill. That's what that beast will do to you. Black power?
Black power, black power, and a strong black military to black that call. And all we can do is thank you all for joining in tonight. We got Fred is out in Oakland, and just so thankful to all of you that have contributed to Black Power Radio. We thank you, Brother Dennis Knowles, better known on the airways as the commissioner. And thank you, Belinda Parker Brown, for taking from your schedule in the state of Louisiana to be with us tonight to explain to our vast listening audience and our vast participating audience some of those atrocities that have just plagued Louisiana for far too long. And we just want to extend the peace greeting to you and to your family, and for them putting up with you having to make such long hours and the sacrifice from your time and your family to get this work in. We know and feel for you so very much there in the state of Louisiana. Hope that there's something we can do soon. The best thing we could all do is not to meet me in Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, but to beat me to Louisiana, Tulsa and Louisiana, because I mean, I got to go to both in the next few days. So, brother and sister, do what you can to make a difference. Commit yourself to the revolution. Be of those, you know, just like, I guess, Ozzie Davis and all of other brothers that were preachers, that were lay pastors, and they appeal to people to join the church. Right now, I'm appealing to you to join the Black Revolution. It's the best thing you can do for yourself and your family and your black people. Because anything else, brother and sisters, is just going to make you a goddamn slave. And I just have to bear with the reality of our circumstances and ask you to stand up and do something about it. And let's give Brother Dennis the commissioner the last word, unless someone else has something before we go to Fred is Fred, and he's in Oaktown or in Oakland, California. Black Power?
Black Power, Friday, May the 28th, Saturday, May the 29th, Sunday, May the 30th,
be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, stand with the new Black Panther Party, bring a friend, teach a friend, bring a youth, bring your mother, bring your grandmother, she will be proud. Bring anybody that you can to Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, Friday, May the 28th, Saturday, May 29th, Sunday, May the 30th. We will be at the church, the AME Church, Methodist Church on Green Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Be there. Be prepared. Self-defense. Vanguard. Stand up. Lock up. Fully on. Black power.
Black power and a strong black military to black. The call for black power. As you go directly phone lines and hit a 707. At 720, we're talking to Fred is Fred, and he's in Oaktown, and Black Power.
All the Black Panthers out there in D.C., everywhere, good evening. This is Freddie X from California, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I've enjoyed the show tonight, and I'm going to tell y'all, the young lady who got shot, that should never happen. I'm really sad about it. Now, this is what I'm saying. I'm getting tired of people and our people getting shot down like that. And like I said, it's not called for. And really, I walk in the street and walk on my beat every night. I see the police shooting us down like dogs. And listen, people got, like everybody said, people got to stand up and listen to Oscar. And nobody listened to him. Because I'm going to tell you, if they did listen to them, this should not be happening. These people out here listening to the white man, and the white man putting all them drugs in their system and putting it in our system. Not me. Not me. That's out. But listen, the whole thing is I'm getting tired, and what we got to do, we got to stick together like everybody say. We got to stick together. But see what the deal is? Ain't nobody sticking together. And I'm getting tired of the crap. And like I said, when y'all come down to California, we're going to take business on our own hand. We're going to shut it down. We're going to shut the motherfucker down. Because I'm getting tired of going out there doing what I got. I'm out here telling people all about us. But people got to listen to OSPA. If nobody listened to them, I'm going to take it in my own hand to do what I got to do to save these people, kids, from police violence. Because I'm not scared of the police. I'm not scared of I was raised up to be justice, and I'm going to get justice for our people. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Next time I hear something, I'm going to call OSPA, and then what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell them. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take my motherfucking gun and blow all the police stations. And like I said, because I'm getting tired. So what I'm saying to y'all, Black Power, and everybody, I see y'all next Sunday, Monday night on the Black Power Radio. And Oswald, I love you, man. I got something for you, man. So I'm gonna send it to you in the next couple of days.
We love you so much, brother. One of our greatest supporters at Black Power Radio, brother Fred is Fred. And it keeps us on the airway again. You can send us something at $77Bakers. If you want to reach out to the Sasha Johnson situation in the UK, I'm an honest brother. Make sure that she gets everything that she's supposed to have. You can send your money to Cash App on $77Baker or 77 Bakers with a S, capital B, capital A, capital K, capital E, capital R, S. Capital S again, $77Bakers. We're going to help to support the radio and keep our own Black Power Radio on the air, as well as help your sister that's out there, Sister Shasta Johnson, out in the UK and Oxford and London, England. We would like you to send whatever you can. And don't give until it hurts, brother and sister, but give until it helps. Because every little bit helps, and it takes the burden off of somebody to put it there if you decide to put it there first. And we thank you so much. You see,
If Belinda Parker Brown had a last word for us, she can give that word at this time as well. Let me see if we still have it. Do we still have Belinda Parker Brown, Black Power? She may have gone on. She's actually gone on. Belinda Parker Brown. Can she give a word from Louisiana, her closing statement, if she had it available?
I believe she's gone on.
She's going on. Okay. So we just thank her for joining and being with you, Brother Commissioner, and we're just happy that all of you came here tonight to Black Power Radio. And again, be in Tulsa, Oklahoma by Friday at midday, high noon Friday. I need to see you there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to observe the situation with the massacre that occurred in 1921, 100 years later in 2021. We're organizing to make sure this does not happen to Black people ever again. So thank you again for listening tonight here on Black Power Radio.
Black
again,
Power.
See us at Dollar, Black Power. See us at $77Bakers. And I want you all to have, again, Black Power, Black Power. And a strong Black military to block the goddamn call. Black Power, assalamu alaikum.
We give. Or the one that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't need open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect?
Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slain, whip some chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slain, whip some chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agents. Everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slaves whip some chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slaves whip some chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated and I still advocate revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slaves, whip some chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whip some chains, whip some chains. The American way, slaves, whip some chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Again and again, yeah. So are they there to see my voice? Someday, put it together and we'll get. make it easier. Ooh, y'all things get brighter. Ooh, y'all things are gonna get easier. Ooh, y'all things get brighter.
Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamide. I decide what cryptic datamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate violence prejudice and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV program. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in The Miseducation of the Negro, with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing, because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community, and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are, and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along. Give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.